the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, in a developing story, New York City Mayor Eric Adams has been indicted on federal criminal charges. He's going to be the first New York City mayor in history to be charged while in office. The New York Times first reported the news. Governor Phil Murphy here in New Jersey is highlighting reports that show a lack of affordable health care continues to burden residents of the Garden State. Murphy says the state's long-term strategy is to mitigate the unsustainable rate of health care cost growth. One report shows spending per person in New Jersey is growing faster than the national average rate. Health care spending went up 12% in 2016 and rose 15% in 2021. Divers working out of Point Pleasant, New Jersey, have found the wreckage of a French ocean liner that was lost 168 years ago off the coast of Massachusetts.
Writing on its Facebook page, Atlantic Wreck Salvage reports its divers found the Lilian A in about 200 feet of water. The ship sank after colliding with the American sailing ship Adriatic on November 2, 1856. The Adriatic continued on its way. There were 132 passengers and crew on board the Lilian A. 114 died. The wreck received a brief mention in Jules Verne's classic novel, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Larry Kofsky.
A Passaic County woman is charged with stabbing her 4-year-old niece.
Mabel Campuchano was arrested Monday in connection with the stabbing of a girl in Patterson last month. She's charged with attempted murder, child endangerment, and weapons offenses. The Passaic County prosecutor says the 27-year-old Campuchano attacked the 4-year-old girl at the family's Patterson home on August 23rd. The child was hospitalized for multiple stab wounds, but authorities later said she survived. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And back to sea fines. A washed ashore message in a bottle will sometimes make headlines, but this week it's something much larger. A lifeguard stand with ties to New Jersey washed ashore Monday in Delaware's Fenwick Island. The unusual finding comes from ship bottom, according to the Fenwick Island Police Department. The Ocean County Borough and the Delaware Beach are over 100 miles apart. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. And what should we expect weather-wise? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Cloudy and sticky tonight with a few showers around. Those will be in the mid-60s. A humid, warmer day tomorrow with clouds and some breaks of sun. There will be a shower or two around with highs between 75 and 80. A couple of showers around early tomorrow night, which could be heavy and gusty across North Jersey. Otherwise, rather cloudy, warm, and sticky. Lows will be in the mid to upper 60s. And mostly cloudy for Friday. There can be a couple of showers across South Jersey. Highs Friday between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
We are looking at 61 degrees in Belvedere, 64 degrees in Old Bridge, 65 degrees Burlington. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.